Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 148.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. We ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Heavenly Father, our Lord and Creator, Supreme Being whose nature is beyond our mortal comprehension, we humbly ask for your divine guidance as we embark on this day's efforts to lead your people. Help us make the right decisions, for though our actions be brief, their impacts are long-lasting for those whom you have entrusted us to speak for. Grant us wisdom, impartiality, and compassion as we exercise our responsibilities now. We thank you for your patience and generosity and submit to your will. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 25th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for October 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, on motion of Representative Pierce of Hokin, Scotland County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to his granddaughter, Ari Piggott. Is she here? Is she? She's right. She's right here on the floor. I want to thank you for being with us. Please join me in welcoming here with us today. And there's a rule: when you're here with your granddad, he has to take you and buy you whatever you want all time, the whole time and day. So he can't. He has to do it. Thank you. On motion of the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to his wife, Vicki, who has really been through it this last bit, surviving COVID, surviving a heart attack, surviving an infection and pneumonia, and has to be the toughest person in North Carolina. Vicki, would you stand so that we could welcome you, and thank you. It's good to see you here today with us. It's good to have you with us. And while Keith might be tall and a little larger, my money's on you for being the toughest in that family after what you've been through. So thank you for being with us. Certainly been prayed for a lot. Members, at the request of the bill sponsors, House Bill 259 is going to be removed from the calendar. The chair is going to direct that bill be returned to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. By way of explanation, there were turning into several amendments on that, and the chair believed the best way is to let that get worked out in committee. So that's what's going to happen there. So where that takes us to is at this juncture. First of all, if you are, there will be no votes today or the rest of this week, but we will be back next week for votes, and the chair would anticipate we could have votes as early as Tuesday. And members should plan for next week. While we've had these nice short weeks of 1 and 2 days, next week is not one of those weeks. Next week, members should plan to be here Tuesday through Friday of next week. It is likely there will be votes on every single one of those days. We will advise you as we know closer on those, but we obviously have a couple of significant pieces of legislation that are being worked on at this time. Also, I understand that if you're a member of the Rules Committee and the Redistricting Committee, you should plan to be here on Monday through Friday. So those members should plan to be here, as we do intend to adopt the legislative apportionment maps as well as the congressional apportionment maps next week. And we will see where we are on the budget, if we can have some resolution on that issue as well next week. So next week will certainly be a very busy week by all accounts, so members should certainly plan that accordingly. Again, there will be no votes this week. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, you probably are all aware, and I look around and I see some pink, but October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I just want us all to take a few minutes and think about that. I myself am a breast cancer survivor, as are my four sisters. We've all had breast cancer, premenopausal, estrogen. It's a disease that is easily detectable and easily treatable if it's caught early enough. So certainly encourage the women in your life and even the men to make sure and check for breast cancer. Invite anybody else to speak who is a survivor.
Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
Just a moment, personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, next week I will have an opportunity, along with Representative Graham and myself, to speak about Sheriff Hubert Petekin out of Hope County. I think many of you are well aware of him, and I have everything. The funeral is Friday at 2 o'clock, and I'd be better prepared next week to discuss his life in Hope County in the state of North Carolina. So y'all allow me that privilege. Mr. Rule Chair, next week, I look forward to doing that. I'll get you some documents. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But yes, do keep the family in prayer. Thank you.
Yes, sir, we'll do. Just touch base with us in case we need to make arrangements if his family wants to come up so we can make proper arrangements on that. Glad to do that, and I appreciate you calling that to the attention of the body, Representative Pierce. For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate your kind words for my wife. She has been through a lot in the last several months, but also keep her in your prayers for two more reasons. One is she's been putting up with me for over 40 years, so she probably deserves a medal for that. And also, if you would, we're going to have some donuts out front after session, outside chambers, in celebration of her birthday. I think she's going to be 29 on Friday. So we'll have a little celebration for out front after session. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Tyson, rise?
As a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In light of the fact that we will not be here tomorrow, at least some of us will not be here tomorrow, I wanted to wish my wonderful seatmate, Representative Perret, a wonderful birthday tomorrow. And I hope you'll join me. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to say thank you to my colleague for standing up also and saying to the public that I, too, am a breast cancer survivor. And I think it's important for those of us that have survived and continue to survive that we share our stories. For everyone else out there that may be listening on live streaming, and for those in the chamber, it is so important for us to all take care of our health and be proactive and rise above when the challenges hit us and be there for others. So thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
One personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to thank Representative Stevens for bringing that to our attention. I want to emphasize the real need to take this thing very seriously. My sister Linda found a lump in her breast, and at the time, she didn't have medical insurance. And so she didn't do anything about it. By the time she got medical insurance and went to the doctor, it had been 2 years. She finally got some medical attention, had mastectomy, and went through all the chemo and stuff, and died 2 years later. So don't delay. Do take it seriously, because I don't want anybody else to go through losing their mother, their sister, or whatever like I did. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Forsyth, Representative Baker, rise?
Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
I, too, am a survivor of a different sort. I lost my sister to breast cancer 13 years ago. My mother was diagnosed 2 years ago, very early. It was the size of a pea. She religiously does her home health exams. goes for a regular mammogram, and they were able to find it in the mammogram. And so, fortunately, she has fully recovered. She had to have a mastectomy as a precautionary measure. And so, for those members who have lost family members or have had family members to survive, I strongly encourage our women and our men, because men also suffer from breast cancer, to do whatever you need to do for those precautionary measures. Do your self-exams. Go for your yearly mammograms. But most of all, let's remember what's important. And thank God we have health insurance that allows us to go and that we're not forced to have to stay or to suffer because we don't have the health insurance. And so I thank you to all the women that have survived, and I encourage all of our family members that are also survivors. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Lee, Representative Sauls, rise.
Point of personal privilege, sir.
Gentleman has the floor.
I just want to take this opportunity to wish my seatmate, Representative Allie McNeil. He had surgery September the 14th, and his birthday was the 28th, but he was not here. He was recovering, and I just found out that. So I want to wish one of the finest gentlemen I've served with a very happy belated birthday. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Wayne, Majority Leader Bell Rice.
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this morning I received a phone call from former member Efton Sager, who represented Wayne County in this body for two terms, and his wife Dolores went on to meet her maker. And so please be with, please have Efton and the family in your thoughts and prayers as they go through this. Dolores was beloved by many people in our community, and just wanted to inform the body. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know that. For what purpose, the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Lady has four.
While we're recognizing all these wonderful people who were born and been in our existence and given us such greatness, I would like to make sure I recognize Representative Raymond Smith on his wonderful birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 28th at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 28th at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
The Speaker makes the following committee assignment to the standing committees of the House of Representatives. Representative Jay Adams is added to the Committee on Redistricting.